Hello, everybody. It is your man, Brand New You. I'm here with another podcast episode of Hot Rap Mix.
Recently, I had a unique episode, a text-to-speech episode. I used an app to write everything out, and it played it, and I saved the audio and used Anchor to upload the audio and combine it all. So I had a unique episode where it was a text-to-speech announcement of World Rejects and also Puntin having new albums out coming soon. Well, they're both out now. World Rejects has Space City Chronicles out now, and also Puntin Banana 6. And since I haven't got a whole lot of interviews lately, I thought I'd kind of do a review on some music and play some samples for y'all to hear, so y'all can know what the music sounds like and y'all can get a taste of what it is. The song I'm about to play is Space City Chronicles by World Rejects. My personal favorite on that album is a song called What It Do. An interesting thing is this actually reminds me of a game called Monkey Island. It's a game series from the 90s by Ron Gilbert, who since other games have come out since 1 and 2, it's made by different people, mostly fans, I think, and it's now owned by Disney, I'm pretty sure, so if they wanted to do some sort of tie-off or spin-off or whatever with Pirates of the Caribbean, they could do like Guybrush meets Jack Sparrow or something, I don't know. They're both comedic, they're funny, and they both take place in a pirate world, so it could happen. Who knows? There's also a song on the album featuring Austin Lanier. He's popular for his song Me Time, and it was played on Engine Radio, 91.7 FM in Houston, Texas. That was Me Time, and now you're about to hear the new one that Austin Lanier featured on with World Rejects. If you're anywhere else outside of Texas and you want to listen to Engine Radio, they have an app and they also have their website, engineradio.com, N-G-E-N, radio. But that's how you can find more songs that maybe I'm not promoting. Like, there's a lot of songs that play on the radio all the time that I'd like to talk about more, probably should. They're definitely a great source for finding new music, but I find music here, there, and through mostly a lot of connections through my social media and podcasts that I tune into and YouTube channels and stuff like that. And then I just bring it out on my own podcast for my own listeners to kind of plug into whatever I'm plugged into. So thank y'all for supporting me. Thank y'all for tuning in and helping me to spread this music out, you know, to get it out to more people who need to hear Christian testimonies, because there's a lot of stories that, you know, when they're heard, they encourage people. They encourage people to have faith. They encourage people to believe and trust Jesus as their Savior, to believe God for miracles, and so much more. Because when you hear a story, it gives you hope. It makes you think, man, if God can do it for them, He can do it for me. So that's why we need these Christian songs to be heard, because they have testimonies laced into them. And a lot of people don't think it in that aspect. A lot of people these days are like, it's Christian music. I don't want to listen to my regular music. But, you know, when you feed your mind with, you know, testimonies and with the scripture, that there's just something about that, you know. And I think we need to welcome and embrace that way more than just, it's just religious music. No, it's not religion. It's a relationship with God, and He's our life. He's our lifestyle, you know. It's about, you know, walking with Him, talking with Him daily. It's not just a thing that you shut up in a church. It's everywhere, at all times. You know, it's, I like this little meme that says, you know, religion is you going to church thinking about going fishing, you know, but a relationship is going fishing and thinking about God. So you're out there in the boat and you're thinking about God. You're talking with Him. You're enjoying a relationship with Him. It's not a have to rule book kind of thing. It's not, I gotta be there, you know, or else God don't like me. You know, He loves you and He's your Father. If you trust Jesus as your Savior, then you're part of the family, because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life the moment you're born again and trust Jesus as your Savior. If you believe that He died on the cross for your sins and that He was buried and rose 3 days later, and that through Him we have eternal life. Yeah, so anyways, that was me getting my preach on. Let's get back to the music. The next song I'm going to play is a lineup of different rappers. I believe what people call a cypher. It's got Von Juan, Trey Nine, and some others. I haven't got to play it a whole lot, but I do like the track. And so I'm going to play just snippets of various parts of the song so you can hear the rappers' voices. That's Von Juan. That's Adrian from World Rejects. He used to go by the name Blessed, B-L-E-S-S apostrophe T. You might be able to search that name on iTunes or YouTube or wherever and still find some of his music that he did before he just started going by Adrian Angelo, or just, you know, as one of the members of World Rejects. You look up World Rejects and you'll hear his voice a lot. So I'm going to play some more of this song and identify the name of the artist for y'all. If y'all didn't know how to spell Von Juan, it's V-O-N Juan, and W-O-N is how you spell Juan. Von Juan. I don't know the other artist, but I think that's Rick Meeks, R-I-C-M-E-E-K-S, and there's a space between the Rick and the Meeks. And that's Trey Nine, T-R-E, number nine. He said his own name, but I'll tell you how to spell Too Crunk for Jesus. It's Roman numerals two I's, basically. Crunk for Jesus. C-R-U-N-K, and then the number four, and then Jesus. So that's him. He's another Houston rapper. He's, I think, a attendee of Lakewood Church, and he knows Pastor Joel Osteen. So, yeah. Too Crunk for Jesus actually performed at my church, Fellowship Houston, before, so you'll see and hear some of these artists around in local performances. So hopefully y'all see them at their shows, support them, buy their merch, get their CDs, and help them out, you know, with whatever you know they got going on. Check them out and see what they got going on. You know, there might be you know, organizations you can help, like Trey Nine with Eyes on Me Inc. It's a nonprofit organization, and he's got Hip Hop Hope Tuesdays and a lot of other things you can check out. The next song is Faithful. It's featuring Brian Trejo and his wife Monica of Kingdom Music. Kingdom Music, if you've never seen the t-shirt, it's that little cross and crown of thorns. I can't really think of any other way to describe it, but it's Kingdom Music with a Z instead of a S, like music. Really popular Christian rap and hip-hop artist. So listen to the song. I haven't really listened to it a whole lot to really give my thoughts about it, but it's fire. You know, it's obviously fire, because, you know, it's, you know, Brian Trejo goes deep with his lyrics, and then just his wife singing the hook. It's awesome, you know. And the last song from World Rejects, Based Chronicles, before I start playing Punt and Banana 6, is the one that features John Angel, and it's called Y'all Can Have It All. Now we're getting into the jungle with Punt and Banana 6. If y'all don't remember,
King Kong in my trunk.
Through the promotion of the album, Punt consistently used the little gorilla emoji and the banana emoji, and he made little animations as well. I'm not sure who he hired. He's had me do some animation stuff, but I've got to kind of get better and stay consistent with it. So I'm trying to get back into my animation and make it better and up my game. Hopefully, in the future, Lord willing, you know, I can get back to doing stuff for Punting again. I just been, you know, tired and busy, and man, y'all pray for me. If y'all want to help me out financially, that's also been another thing. It's just one thing after another with teeth that I still haven't got finished working on. You know, my car, just, you know, it's an older car, so I need to probably get a new one, and so, because I just, one thing after another, having to fix it and stuff. It's an old Chevy Impala 03, so if anybody wants to help me out financially, relichunter197@yahoo.com or hotrapmix@gmail.com are my two PayPal emails, or you can go to paypal.me/brandnewyou, BRANNUYU. That's paypal.me/, I think it's a, is it forward or backward slash? It's a forward slash, I think. BRANNUYU, brand new you. Anyways, that's if y'all want to help me out, but I'm gonna start playing some of Punton's music.
Good day, welcome to the Spontaneous Expert. expectations. Today, we will embark on a great adventure.
So it's pretty cool that this production is like an expedition or like an adventure, like a little journey through the jungle. The next song is Untamed featuring Big Pokey. And you know, when you think of Untamed, you think big giant gorilla. And Big Pokey is a big rapper, so you think big, bulky, you know, Donkey Kong pounding kind of song, like
King Kong in my trunk.
So now I'm going to play my favorite three tracks, and it's hard to say which one's the best or my favorite, but there's Only Screw, and there's also What You Know About It featuring D. Gotti, and then the other one is I'm In Love With the South Side featuring ESG.
Trying to bring it back like a screw tape, make it tap, hold a black.
So yeah, that's what I've been jamming lately. Some H-Town Christian rap. Southside. H-Town. Yeah. So if you like Houston rap music, then you'll definitely like both these albums, World Rejects, Space City Chronicles, and Puntin' Banana 6. Stay tuned for more interviews and reviews by Brand New You, Hot Rap Mix Podcast. You can go to hotrapmix.com to find it, or you can go to anchor.fm/brandnewyou. That's BRANNUYU. Brand New You. You can look up Brand New You on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and more. Check out hotrapmix.com. It's a wonderful website with lots of really great music.
Yeah.